Separate from the grand bargain, yesterday brought a $100 million boost to Detroit from J.P. Morgan and Chase. Yes, the bank. Having a titan of Wall Street like Jamie Dimon come to the Motor City with that big bag of money has meaning on many levels. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes joins us right now. We've heard the comments, Daniel, that J.P. Morgan could use some good PR of its own. So this is all a bid to buy a shinier image, maybe get a tax break. And your answer is whatever?
Well, listen, I've been around this town long enough, and so have you, to know that any time somebody in big business does something that is in any way philanthropic or supportive of the city of Detroit, there's always all sorts of questions raised about motivation. That's the source of my whatever. I think what's really important here is not the amount, but it's who's doing it and what it symbolizes.
The optics of this.
Yeah, and I think Detroit increasingly, over the last 5 or 6 years, is changing kind of the narrative of its story, starting with the auto bailouts and then the restructurings and what Ford did on its own, and now we've moved into what's happening in the city of Detroit. And I think people are seeing opportunity from the outsiders are seeing opportunity, which people on the inside have already seen, as I point out in that piece today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're probably easily more than $2 billion into private investment in the city of Detroit, starting with Dan Gilbert's Quicken Loans family of companies and then a whole host of others who have been following his suit.
And as you write, you see this as basically a $100 million vote of confidence of things that are going right in Lansing and in Detroit. As you said, how long has it been since we've been able to say that?
Well, I think that's right. And Jamie Dimon, the chairman of J.P. Morgan, made that point in various interviews yesterday. And I think it's borne out. I think he's seeing what certainly I've seen and we've talked about on your show many times, which is that you have Republicans and Democrats, you know, the mayor of Detroit and the governor of Michigan, as well as business leaders who all have different kind of views of things, suburban politicians to some extent, foundations. Everybody seems to be more pulling in pretty much the same direction than I've seen since I've been around this story dating back to the mid-90s.
So now what? He comes with this investment to be used in many, many ways, jobs and investment. But now what?
Well, now what? I think you just got to continue to, you got to execute for one thing. I mean, it's one thing. I think my big concern now is, are we going to be getting a bankruptcy plan confirmed? Yeah, probably. Are you going to have some of these investments? Yes, I think you probably will. Are you going to get a grand bargain through the legislature? Probably, although it remains to be seen. That's going to come in two pieces, first the House and then the Senate.
Right.
But the question is, really, can you make it stick? I mean, it's the same question we're talking about in the context of the autos. You know, getting some new people running Ford and General Motors. And the question is, can they maintain it? Can they maintain the discipline? And I think the answer is, we hope so, but we really don't know yet.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks for checking in with us, Daniel.
Thank you.